do hurt, and it doesn't matter how old you are and how long you've been keeping bees, it still hurts. You just learn to get over it. The queen bee is the most important part of the hive. Whether you look at it as she lays the eggs and keeps the numbers up, because a healthy hive will lose over 2,000 bees a day. It takes, that queen has to lay her own body weight 3 times over in 1 day to replenish the hive. And everything about a bee is pretty amazing. But it isn't the bee, and the bee didn't evolve to be like that. God created that bee. And that bee has been the same ever since He created it. So I just want to start off saying how amazing our God is, and I was going to use something just to kind of get me a little unnervous. So I want to talk about trials and tribulations. It's in this day and time, trials and tribulations are everywhere, and it's always been like that. But it seems more like our way of life and our Christian belief and faith in God is under attack more these days than any other time in our history in America. It's a very dark time for us with everything that's been going on. And I just felt led to talk about trials and tribulations this morning. Brother Zach, last night, come up and said, I want you to speak more devotion. I was like, okay, on what? Just kind of a little sudden, but learn to get over it. About 3 years ago, my life changed drastically. I was a junior in high school. I was playing on the football team, straight A student, having a good time, didn't have many cares in the world. And I have to say, my faith with or walk with Christ was kind of shallow. And God used certain trials and tribulations to bring me closer to Him. The one trial that stands out the most was my grandfather passed away with cancer about 3 years ago. Getting close to 3 years. He was diagnosed right after camp. It was close to the July 4th meeting in Shoal Creek when we found out. Thought he had pneumonia, but it turns out it was lung cancer, stage 4 lung cancer. He lived for 6 more months after that, and it was some of the sweetest 6 months of my life. It really was, being with him and cherishing each moment, knowing that he soon will be gone, but that I'll see him again one day. And then another trial that's been going on in our life is the church I attend to. We haven't had a pastor in about 3 years, so we've been going without a pastor for a good while now. And it's been a struggle, and it's going to be a struggle until God sends the right man to come pastor our church. But those trials and tribulations make us stronger in ways we don't understand. This past year, my grandma got diagnosed with a brain aneurysm. It was located towards the nose area in the front of the brain. The past 2 times we had went to the doctor for her to have it worked on, which they put a pipeline in, that there's been complications where we weren't able to do the surgery. And about a month ago, she went septic with an infection in her back. So she was in the hospital for about a week. So it's been rough on her. She's finally got to the point now we can start planning the surgery, and hopefully the next surgery will be able to be successful and no complications at all. But I just want to speak and talk about trials, and I want to turn to Proverbs 3:5. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Is it so simple for us to look for our own understanding in trials and tribulations to try to solve our own problems instead of looking to God, the one who knows everything and has the answers for everything? And we don't always know why God does these things to us and gives us trials and tribulations. We know that the Bible says that He gives them to us to make us better Christians and to help build our faith. So we can look at it like that. Or we can look at it like I looked at it when my grandfather was first diagnosed with cancer. I have to say I was bitter. I was bitter towards God. And looking back now, I see that I was so wrong. And I'm glad God showed me that it wasn't right for me to be bitter at Him and ask why. Why would you do this? Because it's not my job to question why. In this past few weeks, we have been studying Job. So I figured that would be a good one to go for trials and tribulations, because He's one of the main characters in the Bible that went through one of the most hard tribulations and trials in his life. He lost his kids, he lost his house, he lost everything. He lost his camels, donkeys, sheep, yes, dumb sheep. He lost everything. And God, in the beginning of the chapter, Job, I didn't really think about this until we started studying, but in Job 1 through 6, 1, 6 through 12, it talks about how Satan's pleading with God to see how he can influence Job and how he can make him curse God. And so many times in our lives, through the trials and tribulations, we don't think of it as there's another battleground behind the scenes. It's always here and now. We don't think about that. But in Job 1, 6 through 12, it talks about how Satan comes to God asking, "Can I do these things to Job that so I can make him curse thee? Because he's such a faithful servant, but because of all the things that you've given, because you've had your hand about him." And it goes through the story, and you know, everybody, I'm sure everybody knows the story of Job, so I don't really have to go through it. But he lost everything. Everybody was telling, his own wife was telling him to curse God and die. And in the end, Job had his moments where he didn't curse God. But in the end, God restored Job in 10 times better than what Job had in the first place. I'm not saying that's what God will do in every person's life and through trials and tribulations. But he does bring peace and comfort in trials and tribulations. Luke 22:42. As I was thinking about Job and how he had some of the greatest trials in the book of the Bible, and I was thinking, wow, he had it rough. And turns out I was wrong that he didn't have the worst trials and tribulations in the Bible. Someone had it way worse than him. And it was Jesus Christ. When he died for our sins and our trials and tribulations and all the things that we've done bad. And Luke 22:42 saying, "Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." God, Jesus Christ, was human too. He was human and God. And he hungered like us, he thirsted like us, he was tempted like us in the desert with the devil. He was tempted. And he had our human faults, but not sin. But it was a great trial and tribulation taking our sins to the cross and dying for us. And we think of it, okay, he was Jesus Christ, it probably wasn't that bad, but it was the worst thing that will ever happen, that has ever happened to anyone. And it's amazing how God loves us still, and how in the theme of camp this year is love. So that was a really good topic. I'm glad we got to come this year and got to see this. But love, God loves us. He loved us before we loved him. And as Brother Lewis was talking about last night, we're just dumb little sheep. I've raised sheep. I know what they're like. They really are dumb, and they're a pain. So I do know some aspect of what he's talking about when he says we are dumb little sheep and he's our shepherd. But yet he's willing to work with us and to guide and direct us. One song that goes through my mind constantly through trials and tribulations in our life is God Moves in Mysterious Ways. And he really does. And sometimes we get in trials and tribulations, we forget that. And God moves in mysterious ways, in ways that we don't understand. And these trials and tribulations will better honor him later in life or in his kingdom. So I pray that you will, if you're going through a trial and tribulation, that don't look at it as, why is God punishing me? Why? What am I doing wrong? Look at it as a way of God making you stronger and bringing you closer to him.